Okay, so let's Okay, are there any questions before we move on anything that we've done seriously? Yes. I have nothing to add. I mean,
you kind of have a question on the run, and that's how things
I'm sorry, say that again?
You have a question on the run.
Oh, you have a question on the run?
No, I'm saying you asked a question on the run that never ends.
Well, yesterday,
which question was that?
He just makes the difference between the big eye, like he says, but there's two different types of
eyes. You know, he talks about that we're concerned about, we're concerned about the sacha, but it seems to be two different concerns. One is a more urgent one that he should have food, and the other one is simply that he worked hard. We don't want him to be disappointed. It sounds like a concern, but not as urgent as, you know, the other concern. Yes.
All right. Two quick questions.
Yes.
What does Ramayana mean? Does it literally and in context?
Okay. Where are you?
Ramayana bet.
What do you think it means? What does Rami mean?
Like to lift himself.
Well, it's a little bit better. Well, anafshe means what?
Himself.
On himself. The aleph is a pre. Anafshe. Aleph means on.
Right.
So on himself. Rami means to throw up. Of course, it's more figurative. So it's a kimatis man chiyuva Rami anafshe. He'll throw it up on himself and remember. In other words, he'll remember. Yes.
Rami mind. And also, the next line in the Gemara, the Kisachir Olga Mishum Baal Tigzol, I still don't really understand why we brought that idea up, because like the point was is that we were just trying to show that the Baal Bai here is really a Bari, because he went to the Olga and Baal Talim. So the whole time we've been assuming that the Sakhir is a Bari, right? So
right.
What do we add by saying, well, wouldn't the Sakhir never be Olga and Baal Tigzol? Okay, so, like, but that doesn't help us.
We
assume he was a Bari anyway.
Uh-huh. Actually, that's a good question. Why is it that, as the Gemara, we're concerned about in the case of Avar Zmano, that the question is, what's the difference before the Avar Zmano or not? So the Gemara said, I mean, if we're saying he's Torah B'Polos, so what difference does it make whether over Zman or not? I'm just repeating what you asked. So the Gemara said, well, there's a difference between before the Zman HaChiyuv passes or not, right? So before the Zman HaChiyuv passes, we assume he's Torah B'Polos. But once the Zman, once it's reached the Zman is up, by then already we assume if he still maintains position that what? That he paid it. Then we have to take it that's a Bari position, because he would really, really think it through, because he wouldn't want to be over on Lo Solon. Which, as an aside, you see from this, I think we pointed this out, that this Shema that we assume on the part of the Baal HaBayis, we see it's not such an absolute thing, because look, once this man reaches its end, we're going to assume that he will remember. So apparently this is something within his ability to remember if he really applies himself. It's just that until he reaches the end of this man, where Batalin is hanging in the balance, he won't really make a major effort to remember. So Becky is asking, so then the Gemara comes back with a counter argument saying, V'chisoche over mishum bal tigzol, what? And think that the sachir is going to violate lo sigzol? So Becky's asking, well, what kind of a kash is that? His position, we always knew his position. It was never that we think that maybe he made a mistake somehow. We know that that's his position, that he was not paid. I mean, it's not like, so the fact that Gemara now is saying, what, and he's not over on Lo Sigzol, I mean, yeah, let's say he's not over on Lo Sigzol. So what? Neither would a Baal HaBayis be over on Lo Solon. So you have one his word against the other. So why should you believe one over the other? So what's the Gemara asking? Yeah, sure.
It's asking, why should you believe one over the other? Because as long as we could assume that that the Vahavite was Taruz and therefore Shema, then we kind of assume that he's the one who's wrong. But once he's not Shema anymore, if it's Bari versus Bari, then somebody's lying. And so, based on the string of the argument
yeah.
so far, we've been saying, okay, the Vahavite's wrong, the Vahavite's wrong, the Vahavite's wrong, and now we're willing to say, and now he's right.
Not
so
that he's
that
right.
Becomes, if that becomes the default, then you have to sort of assume that the worker is lying, and so you have to say, well, like, wait, we can't assume that either.
Yeah, but that's not really what we were doing. We never know who's right and who's wrong on this, because we have one word against the other. We have no other evidence. The question only is, when the Balabaya said that he paid it, can we assume that he really remembers and that when he says it, it really is a Tanas Bari. Now, if we can assume it is a Tanas Bari, we still don't know who's telling the truth. Somebody obviously is wrong. We don't know. But once I assume that it's a Tanas Bari, so I have one Tanas Bari against another Tanas Bari. I don't know who's right and who's wrong. So what do you do in such a case? Now, the only rationale for Nishma Venota was because maybe the Balabais is really a Shema and he really thinks he paid, but maybe he didn't. So we can't trust his Tanas Bari as a Bari claim. So once over Zmano, we can trust it as a Bari claim. Not that we believe him necessarily. We still don't know. So then why, if we still don't know, then why should we give the Socher the advantage to be a Nishma Venoto? If you want to do anything, so maybe make the Balabayas be a Nishma V'Niftar, if you want. But why should the Socher be a Nishma V'Nod? Now, to come back with an argument saying, well, the Socher is not a Goslin. I know. We don't think anybody's a Goslin.
Well, we think someone is.
But, yeah, but we don't know who.
We know someone is, but we don't suspect.
We don't suspect one over the other, so.
Right.
So,
one or the other.
So why should we suspect? Like, Mar's asking, well, the Socher wouldn't violate Lo Sigzo, okay, but neither do we. Can we assume that the Balabais is the one
right,
who would be violating anything?
Yeah. We can't assume the Balabais is the one because it's not telling. And, so then,
and also Lo Sigzo, if he's really trying to get out of paying him completely.
So then,
you know.
Okay, so having stated that, our sort of next thought would have to be, well, like, okay, if the Balabais is going to be so careful about Balabais, then probably the Sakhir is wrong, they're lying. Or,
no.
They have to introduce this and say, but that doesn't make sense.
It's just that wasn't, I don't think that, I think that's going too far. It was evident that once we can establish that the claim of the Balabai is a Bari claim, therefore it must be that the Sakhir is lying. No. It just means that both have equal definitive claims. Now, in absence of other proof, you basically have to throw up your hands. How do we know? How is Dayan can read minds? They're not Nevi'im. So how are they supposed to know what's going on? So the only basis that we had for as to why we give the Socher the advantage, what is the advantage? To be a Nishba Venota, that's a big advantage, is because of the fact that the Balabais was taught the Po'alov, and therefore maybe he's a Shema. But once that's no longer the case, because he doesn't want to violate Lo Sogin. So then, that's all. So that's, yeah, I think that's your Kasha. I don't know the answer. So, I mean, all that we're left with is that the Balabais, we cannot assume he's a Shema anymore.
Because
it's about Tolan. So he's a Bari.
Right.
Okay, so you have the claim of the Balabais is a Bari claim. The claim of the Socher is a Bari claim. So what should we do now? Now, what should we do? Who should we? Should we still say Nishma Venoto? So I don't. How can you say Nishma Venoto anymore? So what is Gemara asking when it says, but the Sochir doesn't want to violate Lo Sigzo? I mean, we can't assume that he'd. I know that we can't assume that we can't point to anyone and saying he's the one who's the Goslin here. So someone has an answer? Yes?
Well, when we say chazaka, though, that usually means we're moving more towards that side. So if we didn't point out the fact that there's a chazaka on the other side, we might think that, well, there's a chazaka that he's not going to be over on the Mitzvah Doraisa, and there, and in order to not be over, he must have seen it, so now we should follow him. So we're just pointing out there's just as much a chazaka on the other side.
To what point? What is the point of that?
The point is, it's not only that we're saying he's not tarud. He's not tarud because there's a chazaka that he paid. But if you're saying there's a chazaka that he paid without having another chazaka coming back on the other side, then you're implying that you do believe the Baal HaBayit over the Zakir. It's just pointing out that this chazaka levels the playing field.
Yeah. Baal HaBayit isn't enough to put it on the side of the...
It's not enough to be able to definitely right. It should be enough to make it. It's bari.
But no one's implying that by the fact that the Baal HaBayit would never be over on Baal Talin, that doesn't mean that he's right. It just means that he would never bari.
But if he would never be over on Baal Talin,
fine. But the Sakhir would never mess up on his side either.
That's what it is. Exactly what it is.
But the Gemara's asking it as a kasha.
No, but the Gemara didn't have to say. Meaning the Sakhir wouldn't. The Sakhir isn't a bari because he would never be over on Baal Tigzol necessarily. The Sakhir, before the statement, we've already assumed that he's been a bari the whole time because he's responsible for his own salary. He wants to make his own salary. A bari? That's what the Baal Tigzol that turns him into a bari.
But it says more than that. It's not just he's not tarud. It's saying that there's a chazaka that he paid his worker. So yes, that's why we're not assuming tarud, but assuming... If you say that Chazaka paid his worker and you follow Chazaka and Halacha, then you're saying he's right. So until we bring back the other Chazaka on the other side, so the other guy also has Chazaka, he's not lying, we might think that we fully believe Baal HaBayit. And it's just saying that, no, it's not that we believe him, it's that they're now equal. It's now Bari versus Bari. Each one, the Chazaka that's not doing something against Halacha, and we have to treat it like any other thing right for his work.
Well, Tosas asked your kasha, right?
Tosas is like a whole different thing also.
Tosas asked your kasha. Didn't Tosas ask, did I assign the Tosas the Sakhir?
Oh, I wrote down Tosas also in the answer box.
I mean, what did Tosas answer? Something else just occurred to me. Let's just look at Tosas. In the middle of the Tosas, the third Tosas on the Yomud. I looked at from the beginning. Alpha gab da ha chazaka ika na mi gab bawa bias. What does that mean?
Even though the Baal HaBayit can also
buy the Baal HaBayit. Yeah, I mean, besides Baal HaBayit, you know, what is Baal Talin about? Just delaying in paying his wages. It doesn't mean you won't pay it eventually. It just means you didn't pay it on time. Because you have to pay a worker's wages on time. You can't say, I'll pay you next month. Right? So that's one issue. Second issue is simply to rob the Sakhir of his wages completely. I mean, maybe the Baal HaBayit is trying to pull a fast one and not pay him at all. Now, if he doesn't pay him at all, then... Besides Lo Zolin, he also is violating Lo Sigzol. So, Agav the HaChazaka economic Gabi Baal HaBayit, even though the Baal HaBayit has this very same Chazaka, which Chazaka? Of not violating Lo Sigzol, and if he does, so what? Yeah, so right away you have two Chazakos versus one. Which two Chazakos? The Baal HaBayit has Lo Zolin, Lo Sigzol, while the worker only has Lo Sigzol.
That's already implying that chazaka is more than just determining whether someone's a bar.
I know, I realize. So Tosfos said, let's just, so answers Tosfos, chomer le le'inish chad lav ketrei lave.
Only one chazaka.
Yeah, it's not considered like a separate chazaka, the fact that there's a second lav. You know, that, if I know that there's one lav, lo solin, the fact that there's another lav, it's still, in my eyes, I wouldn't violate a lav. So it doesn't matter whether it's one lav or ten lavin. In the eyes of people, it's not that two lavin is worse than one. It's all the same. But now comes back, here comes your kasha. Oh, 1 second. V'od debalav hachi mashani shapir. What does that mean? Even without this, what's Mishani Shapir?
You'd rather write Baal Talin?
No. What's Mishani mean? A little bit better than Torah. What else could the word mean? It means answer. V'od debalav hachi. Without this, Mishani Shapir, the Gemara answers well. Who knows what he's talking about? Okay, let's... Okay. Nobody knows what that means. Okay, so...
Without
what? Without lo sigzo. Tosis is asking, we already have two chazakos for the balabayas right off the bat. What are the two? Lo solon and lo sigzo. So what's basically so let's say there is. So what's bothering the Tosfos? Yeah, because what did the Gemara end up answering? Yeah, I know, but what are the two chazakos? One of them is lo solon, and the other one is that a Sachir would never delay asking for his money. Because what are we talking about? Says Ovar Zman. What does Ovar Zman mean? Yeah, it's past his for what? What happened? In other words, what didn't happen during his time?
The worker
didn't come to ask for his money.
Is that
Allah? No. It's not a question of Allah.
It's
an assumption. What worker who hasn't been paid would not come during this month and ask for his money? The fact that he woke up, 24 hours later or 12 hours later makes us very suspicious about what? That maybe he's lying. Because if he's telling the truth, he should have been knocking on the Balabais' door right away. Because we're talking about, a day worker, he needs the money, these poor people, that's the assumption. But what's he waiting for? So that lends, that gives more credibility to the Balabais. So just getting back, so what does it mean? That's what the Gemara answered, right? So what does Tosis mean? Now you understand, yes?
Yeah, it means like, okay, fine, so even though the Gemara didn't use that
to exist,
as
the
second chazaka for the Balabai, you can still have a second chazaka for the
Balabai,
so the Gemara still answers
all. That's right. In other words, maybe you're right. But what Tosa asking, why didn't the Gemara bring up lo sigzo for the Balabai? So Tosa gave two answers. The first answer is that lo sigzo and lo zon is basically one chazaka. The second answer is, you're right. The Gemara could have done that. But they had a very good answer besides that. So what's the difference? What was the good answer that they had? The second chazaka, what does a chazaka mean? An assumption that we make about people, right? So the assumption is that a worker would not wait until over his man before asking for his money. And the fact that he did in this case, that makes his position weaker. So what Tosa's answer is, right, the Gemara could have come back with lo sigzo for the balabayas, but the Gemara had a different answer which was just as good. You understand? So in other words, according to Tosa, the Gemara could have done that too. So it did one of them. It has to do both of them. You follow? Yes.
Also, isn't it better that, because according to the second answer of Tosa, it's not using lo sigzo at all?
For the balabayas.
For the also.
Well, it did. The Socher had lo sigzo, but the Balabayas has two chazakas.
So saying now there are two chazakas for the Socher also?
No, there's just one.
There's just one that he would come on time.
No, no.
On his side.
Only
one on his side. The other one is about him, but
it's against him. The one that the case happens to be that the worker did not ask for his money during the Zman. That is the case. Now, in such a situation, we say that the Socher is not a Nishba Venoto. So, if it's not a Nishba Venoto, so...
But I understand that it's not using...
It's not using what?
How can you say that it could use Lo Sigzo because...
Who should use Lo Sigzo?
To on the side of the
Balabai, that
he wouldn't want to be
able
to go because then couldn't
you
use that in general?
We are. The Socher wouldn't be over in Lo Sigzo, the Balabai's wouldn't be over in
Lo Sigzo, but the Balabai. In a case
that was, like, in mono. Why wouldn't you say, like, just like you said. No, because then we're afraid, he thinks he paid it, but maybe he really didn't. And he's
it's
not.
Just like you say. Makes that he...
That's only when this man is about to pass. Then he'll really, really think it through because he doesn't want to violate.
Why don't we say that during the day he'll make sure to remember?
Because he has time. Because he has still time. He knows he's not violating Lo Sigzo for another 6 hours. So he's not in the mood, I paid you. He's not giving the proper thought.
So Lo Sigzo only becomes a problem once time passes.
probably, I mean, because we'll still say it's Torah b'po'alov, but once, if you're already reaching the point where we assume he's going to remember because he's going to think hard about it, well then, yeah, then we don't assume he'll be over in Los Solon, we don't assume he'll be over in Los Sigzol. Then Tosus says, "Pekis kashim tomer the mabekach dein socha over b'bal Sigzol." Mikomakom kaven the balabai is really anashayu mitkar havelay bari ubari upater kaven the kofer hakol. Is that Becky's kasha? What's Tosus asking? Mapakach, what of it that what? That the socher would not violate lo sigzol. The mere fact that what? That we're assuming that once over mano, what do we assume about the balabayas? Ramein avsheyo midkar, that he's going to remember. Basically then, we don't have a tan shema anymore. What do you have? One bari versus another bari. So of course what? He's potter. Now what's Tosus's answer? V'yesh lomar, the tama de rami anafshei. Hu midkar lo chashiva kechazaka de socher. What does that mean? Yeshlomar, the tam of the Rami Anavshei, lo chashiva kechazaka de socher.
I got confused because I thought it was a letter of Baal Bai, so I just didn't understand the word.
It says that the fact that the Baal Bai would really think hard and remember, it's not chashiv like the chazaka of. It's not chashiv in that, that's chashiv than the, is it, what does he mean when he says lo chashiv? It's not, what lo chashiv mean? It's not as important. It's not important, or not as significant, ke chazaka de socher, like the chazaka of the socher. What chazaka of the socher is he talking about? What? No. What chazaka? Of lo sigzol. What was the counter argument of the Gemara? Either the socher would not violate lo sigzol. So what? At this point, what are the chazakas that we're working with? You understand how we're using the word? A chazaka means we're making a certain assumption about how people behave. So on the one hand, there's a chazaka that a balabayis, we assume, he'll put his mind to it and he'll really, really remember. So how strong is that assumption about a balabayas as opposed to the assumption that a socher would not steal money? So Tosus is answering, well, maybe that chazaka is not as strong. What's not as strong is what? The chazaka that a balabayas, even though initially we assume that he's shema really, even he says I know, we don't think he really knows, and now all of a sudden we're saying that when you get to the Ovar Zman, then he's going to really think about it hard and he's going to remember. So the question is, how strong is that assumption about a balabayas who all along we've been assuming that he's mistaken. He's honestly mistaken. He thinks he paid, but maybe he really didn't, because he's got a lot of business, a lot on his mind. So how could he remember whether he paid or not? So maybe if the chazaka of the fact that by over his mind that he'll remember is weak, and the fact that the what, and the, but the socher we assume is not going to steal. So therefore what? Oh, so before we get to that, so at this point then, what is the Gemara saying? When the Gemara came back with the counter argument of, the socher won't be violating lo sigzol, it's strong, and if it is stronger, then where should it leave us? That the bari of the balabayas is still not like the bari of the socher, so therefore we should still treat, as opposed to the socher, we should still look upon the balabayas as a shema. And therefore, why can't the socher still be a nishba v'noto? To which the Gemara answered, what? That the balabayas has a second chazaka. What's the second chazaka?
So the second
then Esau would be Masha Scharo. Now, what you have, if you keep reading Tosfos, and then Tosfos says, V'chim shanei hacha trei chazake, what does that mean so far? What's v'chi? And when, Mishani, we had that word before, answers. V'chim shanei hacha, and when the Gemara answers here, trei chazake, that there are two chazakos, lo alar da'adife midasacher, elishula ninhu. What does that mean? Now, you don't have to say that two is greater than one, because the first chazaka of the balabai is which chazaka? A Rami Nafsho Midkar was weak. But now that we introduce the second chazaka, that what? That a sacher wouldn't usually wait. So now the two chazakos of the balabai is now equal in qualitative strength to the single chazaka of the sacher. So then it's a bari against a bari. And that's why what? And that's why there's no Shbanoto.
So there's nothing at all. Like
there's just nothing.
Don't
you think there is anything? Oh, one second. Okay. Who can get up? Who can tie this up? I mean, really, this is really a very important point, and I realize it now. Can somebody give a different teretz than Tosfos?
For his second question?
Yeah. For your kasha, which is Tosfos' second. Now, Tosfos' teretz is, which, I mean, you could debate it, is he claims that the chazaka of the what? Of the balabayas that he's going to remember because he doesn't want to violate Lo Solin is weak. I find that rather problematic because, who can tell me why? Would you like that answer? I mean, it answers
how you can weigh chazaka. Like, oh, they both have a chazaka, but his chazaka is stronger than his. Like,
okay, it's true. It's hard to know how to, you know, give one more. Okay, but you're right. What else could you raise? What other problem could you raise with Tosfos' teretz? Yes?
Well, I was going to say that the fact that we were saying that a sacher doesn't weigh, I would, if anything, make that seem like the sacher is a shema. Maybe.
The sacher is a shema. Why would the sacher be a shema?
Like,
because he knows whether he got paid or not.
No, but like the fact that he...
So maybe he's a liar.
Uh-huh.
Is that a shema? Maybe he's just lying. I thought there was something else that... Yes?
No, I thought which is kind of like what we were saying is that like if it's Avraham Mano, do we really even trust the sacher to remember?
Oh, the sacher remembers.
Okay.
The issue with the Sacher is either he's telling the truth or he's a liar.
Okay, but we never got that the Sacher is able to remember. We only got
a Sacher would know whether he got paid or not. All he has to do is know what...
He's coming back after Avraham Mano.
I know, but it's still... I can still remember.
If he needs it to buy bread for the day, he should be able to remember.
So then maybe he's lying. No, the issue is not whether he's remembering or not. The issue is maybe he's lying. He's trying to collect his second salary. That's our fear. Our fear is not maybe he forgot. Now, what bothers me is this. We all along, according to Tosfos, were assuming that the Torah Poalov was a real Shema. Shmei Iker Hadin, right? Isn't that what we were assuming? It wasn't some Chumra Derabanan, like the Ramban. The Ran also said that too. Isn't that right? So what bothers me is when Tosfos answer was that the chazaka of the worker is stronger than the chazaka of the balabais. Okay, maybe it's stronger to such an extent that me'ikar hadin, we're going to still consider the balabais a shema? Because now Gemara is assuming that Rami Anafshei Midkar, that we think that now when he's about to violate Lo Solin, he is in a position to remember. Now, apparently there is some basis to that. Now, if there is a basis to that, how can you then turn around and go call him a Shema? Because the Gemara is asking, oh, but the Sacher is so. So what's the Gemara asking? What Tosfos learns is, the Gemara is asking is that the Chazaka, the Sacher has a Chazaka which is stronger than the Chazaka of Balabayas. And so if it is stronger, what? So therefore you're still going to treat the Balabayas as a Shema, Meikar Hadin, if you tell me it was on Yechumra de Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon were Machmir, why would they want to be Machmir here? For whose sake?
For the Sacher.
for the worker. Okay, so the whole thing is a chumrah de rabbanan, that the rabbanan are basically looking out for the welfare of the worker, as they chayav. Okay, so then I can maybe then stretch it and say that since the chazak of the worker is stronger than the chazak of the balabayas, so maybe we should still, today chayav, we should still say nishba v'notel. But according to Tosfos, that it wasn't a chumrah de rabbanan because we're trying to protect the worker's interest. It's really my ikar adin. It's like I come to you and I say, you owe me money, and you say, I don't know. It's really that kind of a case. I find it hard to still maintain that once the Gemara has introduced what? The possibility that Rami Anafshi, remember, the Balabayas doesn't come in and say, I don't know. What does the Balabayas say? I most definitely know that I paid him. We are the ones, the Halacha is saying to him, well, maybe you're not really sure. But now that we have another reason why he might be sure of what he's saying, namely what? About Tolin, we're still going to say he's like a person who says, Eini Yodea? I find that hard. I find that's a real stretch. Yeah. What do you want to say?
It's a stretch that Tosfos has to make.
Oh, I know that. I realize Tosfos is sort of in a bind. I'm just saying, I find. So, can somebody, I'll start you off. If you work with, I don't know, I might be okay, well, let me hear what you want to say, and then I'll...
I think the whole time we've been looking at Tosfos is very extreme. There's either he's Bari or he's Shema.
Right.
And it's only the other way, they're one or the other. But we keep seeing more and more proof that it's not really like that. It seems that, the way I see it in Tosfos is that there's a continuum of being sure versus being not sure.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point he's drawing a line. And these cases are considered Bari, and these cases are considered Shema. And he's doing that on a Doraita level. He's saying that that at a certain point we're doubting him enough that we'll make him into a Shema.
Right.
But I don't think he's saying that every Shema, every case is equal here, that there's only Bari and only Shema. There's gray area. You see it more later in the Tosfos in Suya about with the Migo. Like there also, you have to say that in some cases of Shema, we want to apply Migo. But here, if there's a Migo, we'll apply it.
Well, let's not get into
right,
I understand what you're, yeah.
So it seems like...
It's just that Tosfos hasn't...
He's saying it goes back just to the other side, that's fine. It's a continuum, and at some point you...
Yeah, it's just that it's a line that if you're talking on a D'oraisa level, it's not something that, once ready, we could assume that he's telling the truth. Not the truth, that he knows what he's saying, that he's sure of what he's saying, that he's, right? So then, it's not that the Torah, we're going to machmir min haTorah. That's not what's going on. You have to be able to say that really he is an Eini Yodea. Now, unless you want to say that our understanding of Tosfos originally was wrong, it's just that you read through the Tosfos that we did on Menhem and Aleph, you don't get the impression that we got from the Ramban and the Ran. They point out that it's not Me'ikar Adin. Now, Tosfos presents as though it is Me'ikar Adin. So if you want to change that, okay. But if we're going to maintain that, I'm just saying that I find this part weak. Okay, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Well, that would all be, to me, indications that the way the Ramban learned is better. But the way Tosfos is learning, I still, you know.
Maybe he doesn't see such a problem with saying that even though we're concerned about Baal Pel, even though we might think that the Baal Bai would remember because Baal Pelin, there is some weakness to that.
Okay.
He doesn't remember,
but you have to be able to create such a weakness that even though he says he's sure, the Minatora we're going to say about him that you're not sure. We treat you as if you said Eini Yodea. You have to be able to go that far, and I'm just saying I find it hard to believe that we would go that far, Minatora, once there's some reason why he... I'm just saying, okay, maybe you'll have to say that. But who can give another pshat? And I just realized it now. Who can give a tip shot? And how to understand? Answer Becky's kasha. It just hit me now. I'll start you off. When the Gemara says, when the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Ovar Zmano v'lo nasan lo, Hare ze eino nishba v'noto. Chazaka en balabais over b'bal tolin. Period. That's the Braisa. So it says that Ovar Zmano, he's not a nishba v'noto, right? So tell me what the halacha is in that case. Tell me what the halacha is. Is that a trick question? Just tell me what the halacha is. It's over zmano. Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you assume? What do you assume? You see, if you assume a certain way, then I can answer your kasha. According to the Ramban and the Ran, what did the Ramban and the Ran say in the case of Tetzitza? We assume that the Baal HaBayis remembers in terms of how much did he agree to pay the worker. That much, we assume he could be a bari about. And therefore, what's the halacha? What did the Ramban say? The Baal HaBayis swears. What is that shvua about? I mean, is that a shvuas hamishnah? Yes, it would be a shvuas hamishnah. Remember, that was the whole point of the Ramban. It's not a shvuas heseis. That didn't exist yet. It's just that normally we would. That's what it means. Ordinarily we would take the shvua away from the Baal HaBayis and then make the socher, then give it to the socher to be a nishba v'noto. Isn't that right? But in a case like this, we're not going to take it away from the Baal HaBayis. Why won't we take it away from him? Because he's not Torah B'Pola, because he remembers how much he agreed to pay the worker. Isn't that right? Now, in this case of Ovar Zmano, are we also going to say that says the Socher is not a Nishba V'Noto, that clear. But it does say, according to the Ramban, does the Baal HaBayis take a Shavua? What are you assuming? Even if you didn't think about it before, what do you assume? According to the way the Ramban learns, that we know then the Tzitza case where there's no Nishba V'Noto, but the Baal HaBayis has to swear. And it's not because it was Hesed, because it didn't exist yet, right? So what do you assume now the Halacha is in a case of Ovar Zmano? Also, the Socher is not a Nishba V'Noto, but Baal HaBayis does have to swear? Or do you assume, he doesn't have to swear either? Basically, the case is thrown out. Remember, before the Rav Nachman came along with Shavuos Heseis, if there's no Shavuos Heseis, do you assume now that it's just my bari against your bari, and therefore, basically, nothing happens? You know where I'm going with this? Who could finish this? Yeah.
Well, that you assume it's thrown out.
Yeah. Then what? But before you get to the no, then what in the Gemara? So as the Gemara gave the answer, look at the answer. Hani mili makame delimte zman chiyuva. Zman chiyuva, ramei nafshu midka, right? At that point, so what is more answering? He'll remember. Now that he'll remember, because he doesn't want to violate lo salin, therefore, we are not going to, therefore there's no nishba v'noto. But maybe it's also saying, and the Baal HaBayis doesn't have to swear either. I'm just saying, let's just see if, just follow this line of thinking. So then the Gemara asks, I v'chi socher over mishum bal sigzo. What, you think the socher is wants to violate lo sigzo? Of course he's not trying to steal here. And therefore what? What's the Gemara? No, for what? Therefore let the Baal HaBayis still have to swear. Maybe that's what the issue is. Clearly, the socher lost his ability to be a nishba v'noto once we reach what conclusion? That the Baal HaBayis will remember. Once you bring that in, if there's no Torah b'polov anymore, there's no way on earth we're going to give the socher a chance to be a nishba v'noto. You can't do it now, because that was based on Torah b'polov. Okay, so we throw out Torah b'polov. But why are we saying that even the Baal HaBayis doesn't have to swear? After all, the socher is still this honest guy who needs to be paid. Why aren't we still concerned about his needs?
Yeah.
Oh, so one second. What, you think he's trying to steal? He's not trying to steal. So if he's not trying to steal, then what? Then why shouldn't our concern for the Baal, for the socher still be there? And therefore, we should, we're not going to say nishba v'notel, but let's at least make the Baal HaBayis have to swear to be a nishba v'nistar. To which the Gemara answered, you know why? Because the Baal HaBayis, what did the Gemara answer to that kasha? Because the Baal HaBayis has two chazokos. And therefore what? What is his chazokos? Number one, he'll remember. And number two, the socher waited a whole 12-hour period before he asked for his money. What is going on? What worker who needs the money very badly doesn't ask for the money right away? Therefore, that leads us to believe what, really?
That we
can't, because of our concern for the worker, force now the Baal HaBayis to have to swear, when in fact there is at least some suspicion on our part about whom?
The worker.
Right.
And by not claiming the money within the bond, they're going to kind of undermine Kidei Chayav.
Yeah. That's also right.
He started doing okay.
Yes, so, or, right. In other words, the Kidei, like the Ran said, the Kidei Chayav usually should be Schar Yom B'Yomo. Remember that? So here, the Yom has passed and he hasn't asked for the money. So that's why, what? That in such a case of Ovar Zano, we're not even going to do what? Force the Babais to swear. So that's the value of the chazokas against one. So when the Gemara asked the kasha, Becca, your kasha, the Gemara said, I lo sigzo. What the Gemara was asking is, why are we not still worried about the sochir? Why shouldn't the Baal HaBayis at least still have to swear? You see, Tosfos was stuck because according to Tosfos, there is no shvuah on the Baal HaBayis ever. Before Rav Nachman came along and introduced shvuah heseis. So according to Tosfos, once the Gemara had answered what? That the Baal HaBayis knows, Tosfos was stuck. So then it's bari ubari, so what is the advantage, what is the Gemara gaining by saying that a socher wouldn't try to steal? Okay, he wouldn't try to steal, so what? It's still bari against bari, so there's nothing. But according to the other Rishonim, the Ramban, that if we can introduce the lo sigzo factor, then what does that mean then if he's not trying to steal? He's not trying to steal. That means he needs his money. And he's a worker. We should be worried about him. After all, he's not trying to steal because would he violate lo sigzo? To which the Gemara answered, why did he wait so long? Now the fact that he waited so long, either, Sharon, well, you're saying that the Kedei Chayev is not so pressing, or maybe even the fact that he waited so long, maybe we can't assume that he's so honest. Either way, the point then is we're not going to impose what? Right. So I want you to check this out, if you can. Look in Shulchan Aruch. Actually, you can find it. To see what the halacha is in Ovar Zmano. Now, what you're going to have to find out is if you discover that it simply says that there's a Shavuos Heseis. Now you have to see this would only, you'd only be able to find the answer if the Shulchan Aruch paskins like whom? No.
Not the opinion that says Shulchan Aruch.
If the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ramban. No, but there would be a difference whether it is a Shavuos Heseis or it's really part of the Shavuos HaMishnah. What would be the difference? Netitas Chesetz. I mean, you learn that way. So there is a difference. So what I want you to see if you can do that.
But wasn't that also in the
Chazal? I know that. So first of all, you want to check that out, how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Do you need Nikitas Chayfetz for the Shavuos HaMishnah? And then number two, check the case of Ovar. Because we just need to know the halacha here, according to those Rishonim. When it says Ovar Zmano, there's no Nishma V'notel, but does the Baal HaBayis have to swear the Shavuos HaMishnah with Nikitas Chayfetz? So I'm assuming the answer is no, he doesn't. And if that's true, then you can work through the Gemara the way I just suggested. Now, if I'm wrong, that he still has to take his Shavuot HaMishnah, then Becky's Kasha, then your Kasha is still, to me, a valid question. You understand what's going on? Yes.
I understand Sharon's point that it is very logical to say that in suffering Mishnah's Klara would remove the Shavuot even from the Baal Bayis. That really makes sense. But to say that the happening of the Gemara was, let's throw out the whole Shavuot, and then we brought back the Shavuot and the Baha'i saying, well, Sigdal, that doesn't seem to be the way that we did in the other one. Because with Katisa, the first assumption, when we say that in Katisa, so their assumption is, and therefore we don't flip it, but the Shavuot still exists.
Right.
So why here is our first assumption that we move the whole thing and then we would add it back in on the Baha'i side?
I guess because, I mean, why by Midbar Dachir we said...
If we did, no Tarud. According to Ramban, no Tarud means that we don't put the Shavuot, but we don't put the Shavuot still exists.
So that's why the Gemara is asking the Sachir. Why isn't there still a Shavuot? I mean, we're not saying now that the Sachir is the guy who must be lying here, because he wouldn't violate Lo Sigdal, so then why shouldn't there still be a Shavuot? Exactly what you're saying is exactly what the Gemara...
But assuming that the Hava Mina was that we removed the Shavuot.
Yes, exactly. So that's why the Gemara is asking, why do we remove the Shavuot? Why is the Shavuot removed? The only way to remove the Shavuot would be if you suspect that maybe the Sochir is a crook. What other reason could there be? Otherwise, we should still be concerned about his health unless he's a crook, right? So the fact that Rami Anashi Omidkar... Why should that be exactly your point. The Gemara is asking, why should that be enough of a reason why there's not even a Shavua on the part of the Baal Abayis?
So that's reading Enon Yishvah Benotel as the Shavua.
That's right. So that's exactly why I'm saying to you, let's see if we can find out what the halacha is. When it says Enon Yishvah Benotel, what does that mean? I know it means the Soch is not a Yishvah Benotel, but does that mean, though, but the Baal Abayis has to take the Shavua HaMishnah?
So why would that ever be a Havamina if for the Ramban who says that Midbar Dachir, like...
Because as it turns out, this case is different than the Katsitsa case.
Because of Mishnah's Klara.
Yeah. That's exactly the point.
So it's just the Klara went through...
The thinking, But we have to know, see, if that is the halacha, that there's no Shavua on the Baal Abayis, except for the Hesseis, which came later, then that would be a good understanding of the Gemara, the way Gemara works it through. Okay, this was important, actually. So you'll try to check it out, okay? We'll see what you find. A lot of times, you come up with ideas, but, you want to make sure you got the facts right. you don't want to, make a whole pill here and then find out that it's based on a big error, okay? All right, anything else? Okay, that was good. That was a good question, Becky. Okay, so now the Gemara then gets, we have it, Shmuel said it, and a little bit later down the Amud, you see that Rav also said it, that what? That this whole halacha, what halacha? That the Sochir is a Nishba Venotel, and we assume, right, is predicated on what? What did Rav and Shmuel say? What is it predicated on? No, someone answer that. What?
No
Edom. Right. No Edom about for what? No Edom about what?
Is
that right? There are Edom or there are no Edom. When do we say the Sochir is a Nishba Venotel?
When there were
Edom. Yes?
When there were
Edom. Miri, right? If what? There are or there are not?
No.
That's right. Where there are Edom. But, says Rav and Shmuel, there are Edom about what? That there were Edom who witnessed this Baal Abayis hiring this person to work for him that day. So there's no question that he was hired to work. Because we have two Edom who will testify. However, says Rav and Shmuel, just one second. However, says Rav and Shmuel, what would be if there happened to have been no Edom? So how do we know that he was hired? Well, because the Baal Abayis says I hired him and the Sochir says I was hired, right? But we don't have any independent evidence that he was hired. Then, claim Rav and Shmuel, if there is no Edom, then Sochir, in a sense, loses. This is Mishpanoto. Why not? So it says, because, says Rav and Shmuel, the Baal Bayis has a Migo, and we should leave him. Now, I'll ask the same question again. According to Rabban, there's no Nishba Venoto, but is the Baal Bayis Chai V'Shvua anyway, V'Shvua HaMishnah? Or would you say no? Why not what?
Why wouldn't he be
Chai? Well, there's a good reason why he would not be. What would be the reason? Okay, I'll come back to that question. So let's go over what the Gemara said. What did the Gemara say? What would be the reason why, if there are no Edim, then there's no Nishba Venoto? Why? Because the Baal HaBayis who said, I paid him, the Baal HaBayis says, I hired him and I paid him. Now, there's no Edim that he hired him. So his actual claim, what is the actual claim of the Baal HaBayis is, I hired this man, but I paid him. I paid him in full. The Sofer says, no, you didn't pay me. That's the case. So says Rav and Shmuel, if no Edim that could testify that he hired him, then we have to believe the Baal HaBayis when he said that he paid him. If he hired him and paid him, because if he's lying, he could have simply have said to the worker, what? I never hired you. I have no idea who you are. I never hired you to work for me. Let me ask you, what would you say that halacha is? Forget about it. Let me just ask the question straight. You come to me and you say, you know, I worked for you today. Where's money? And I said to you, you never worked for me. I have no idea who you are. And you have no proof you ever worked for me. There are no edim. What would you say that halacha is in that case? Are you a Nishba Venoto?
No.
Yeah.
The proof was that even
No, I'm not asking. I'm saying to you that the case is not that I said to you that I hired you and paid you. I'm changing the case. I'm making up my own case now. You come and say, where's my money? And I say to you, I never hired you. Not that I hired you and paid
you. You're saying if in the Shema case of that scenario, the Baal HaBayis is Pater, so obviously in the Bari case,
he's going to
be Pater also.
Great. So Tosfos, at first, when he first brought up the Sof case, he asked, what about the Shema, Labari Adif?
Yeah.
Then it's not a case of Lahadana, it's a case of Hakicha Golo Pratikha. So you were saying that even if the whole logic, even if our whole Takana on the Sukkah is that we don't believe about Habayit because he might be confused, in this kind of case, where the Habayit, even if the Habayit would say, I don't know if I hired you,
Yeah, I know, so I'm saying too. So certainly if he says...
Of course not,
but you don't have to go there. I mean, the case I'm giving you is, he says, definitively, I did not hire you. You're a liar. Now, in a case like that, we don't know that this man is a worker. Our big concern for a worker is if we know he's a worker. We don't even know that. Because the Baal HaBayis denies that this guy was ever hired to work for him. So in that case, there'd be a Shavuos Heses, you know, down the road once we get there in the time of the Amoraim, but before the Shavuos Heses, there's nothing. The case would be thrown out. So what the Gemara now is saying is, so even in where there are no Edim, even where the Baal HaBayis says what? I hired you and I paid you, says the Gemara, says Rav and Shmuel, we should believe him that he paid him because he has a Migo. What's the Migo? The Migo is if he's lying when he said he paid, he could have told an easier lie. Easier in what sense? Because once I say, I never hired you, end of story. See, to say that I hired you, but I paid him, that runs into problems. I could have simply said, I don't know who you are, never saw you before, I lied, I never hired you. Now, had he said that, he would win himself. Now, he didn't say that. So the fact that he did say it, it shows us he's probably not a dishonest man. Because if this guy was really a dishonest man, he could have simply said, I never hired you. And he would have won. One means he wouldn't have to pay a penny. And there'd be no Nishba Venoto, nothing. There wouldn't even be a Shavua for the Baal HaBayis to take. So therefore, now Migo, this idea that you believe him with the claim that he did make, because he could have made, you know, an easier and better claim, better for his position, this concept of Migo is the Oraisa concept. Does anybody know from where we know the concept of Migo? It is derived from a pasuk in the Torah. What it's important here to realize is that Migo is not some, you know, the Rabbanan idea that they instituted based on Hefker Bez and Hefker. That's not what this is. The Torah itself operates with the koach of a Migo. Anybody know? So I'll give you the pasuk, and you'll tell me tomorrow how we get it out of that pasuk. Does that recall the pasuk? Esbiti nasati la'ish hazeh. Does that ring a bell? Esbiti nasati la'ish hazeh. I gave my daughter to this man.
It's from Chumash.
It's from Chumash. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Yeah. It's by Motzi Shemra, where let's say a woman is accused a married woman is accused of committing adultery. Remember the Torah says, Uporsu Hasimla, which is all a euphemism that, so what parsha is that in?
Devarim.
It's in Sefer Devarim in Kisei Tzeit. So see how you check it out, and maybe you take out a Torah to me, and he might even probably bring the Gemara, in which, you know, he probably does. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I didn't see it. So you'll tell me tomorrow how you get it out of that pasuk, the idea of Migo. Okay. So what do you have to do? A couple of things for tomorrow: the Shulchan Aruch, and now find out about this. Okay. So now that is. So this introduction of Amigo, that the Amigo should work here, and therefore we should believe the Balabayas. So now I'll repeat my question of before. According to the Ramban that says, in the case of Kitsitsa, where Midcha Dochile, the Balabayas would still have to swear, but swear a Shvuas HaMishnah. You all know what I mean by that. According to the Ramban, it would be with Nikitas Chefetz. What would the Ramban, how does the Ramban interpret this Gemara where Rav and Shmuel say that he's believed with Amigo? Would he still have to take the Shavuos HaMishnah, or you think he would not have to take it? You understand my question? Yeah?
Well, it depends. When you say he's believed,
mm-hmm.
So, is that saying
you
believe that he's not
Taurus? Oh, he's not. He's believed. Yeah, of course he's not Taurus. We believe him. We believe him.
Do we believe that he's not lying, or do we believe that he's not
lying? So you tell me. Is it just that we believe that he's not a shema? Or even beyond that, we really believe his position to be the correct one. Which
the
is it?
We had the same question before.
That's right. The same question I asked you before about Ovid Mano, I'm asking you now, in this case, according to Rav and Shmuel, if there are no Edom. And the Gemara says the Baal Bias is believed because of the Migo. So I'm just asking you. So is it that we really believe him?
Yeah.
Or is it just the Bari versus Bari?
The question when they did is
Bari.
Yeah,
it has to be, we believe
him. Of course, we believe him. And of course, and if we do believe him, would it be a Shavuos HaMishnah?
No.
So I'm assuming, again, the answer to that would be no. Because the Gemara thing is, he has Migo, we believe him. Now here, Tosfos asked a very strong kasha. And who can explain to me Tosfos' kasha? That one Tosfos that I gave, Mitoch, right? Mitoch Shach Omar, that Tosfos. What Tosfos asked? He has a really very good kasha. we should have asked ourselves. Even if Tosa hadn't asked it. What's the kasha? Who can tell it? Yes? Okay.
You said that the reason we believe him is because if he says he's been hired and then he's not even aware.
Yeah.
So then why is he not even...
Well, he could have said that.
But then not only... And then he said, so therefore we're not the workers, so we're not going to do Yeshua. According to Tosfo, it's never a question. Like, there's... According to
Tosfo,
it shouldn't matter.
According to Tosfo, what? No, I'm only asking this.
According to Tosfo, it didn't matter whether he's a worker or not. It's just whether.
Once you get it to bury, it's over.
Right.
Okay, you're right. So you're pointing out that he has a Migo, and therefore.
Why wouldn't you say that the fact that he. He won't know whether he hires someone or not.
That's Tosis's kasha. I mean, why should Migo help him? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
But that's Tosis's kasha, so that's exactly what Tosis is asking. So let's review. What does Tosis ask? Who can? Yes, what does Tosis ask? Sharon asks.
What does Migo do for us here? Because Migo just serves to establish that somebody's not lying.
Yeah. So that's a very good kasha. Migo, what is the whole idea of a Migo? A Migo is a tool through which we could know whether a person is lying, deliberately lying, or he's telling the truth. Right. So that's what Migo can do. With Migo, we can assume that this person is not deliberately trying to lie and deceive us. Migo is to convince us that this guy is not a crook engaging in deception. You understand? Because if he has a Migo, and if he's some crooked guy, then he could have said this easier claim and won. So why is he making this claim? He must be telling the truth. He's not a liar. Now, that's only if the issue we had with his claim was, well, maybe he's lying, not deliberately so, to trick us, to fool us. But that was never our concern. Our issue was he thinks he knows the facts, but because he's so tarud, he is simply mistaken. Notice he's convinced of something that we think he's really not sure about, even though he thinks he is sure. It's not that we think he's deliberately deceiving us. The issue is, he thinks he knows, but we doubt it because of the fact that he's such a busy man. So what are you telling me? He's going to say, I paid the guy. And we should, what, believe him? Because he could have said, I never paid him. I never hired him. Okay, we believe you that you think that you paid him. We don't think you're lying when you say that to us. But it doesn't help. Because even though you think and we believe you that that's what you truly believe, but we think you're still mistaken. Amigo can't solve that problem. Amigo can only root out, someone from being suspicious about somebody who's trying to cheat us, cheat this guy and deceive us. That was never our fear in the case with the Balabais. So what does Amigo do? This is a really a good kasha. And how does Tosa answer this kasha? Now, I'm going to ask you later if you understood this citation from Vamos. I'll go over that with you. But basically, where's the answer to this kasha? Where do you find the answer of Tosfos? The last two lines. That is the answer. So let's first go right to the answer. Who can tell what is Tosfos' answer? Now, the word's not hard. We could read the words 100 times, which I probably did. because he read it, you know, and just what is his answer? So you can read it again and again and again. You just, you know, let's read it. Who wants to read it? Who haven't heard? Let's see. Oh, Malka, could you, would you mind reading it? V'yei Shloma. Okay. Okay. So what does this say? So the word or not, right? You can translate it, no? Can you all translate this? Anybody who cannot? Why don't you just translate it for us? You have to read it again, just translate.
Because of this, like, because we have this
Migo. Because of the Migo, we are going to assume what?
Mm-hmm.
That he really did not forget. Is that what he's saying? Since he's not claiming Shema, but rather Bari, and he says that I certainly did not forget, we are not going to view him as a liar since he has a Migo. But if he doesn't have a Migo, when would he not have a Migo? If there are Edim, then Eino Ne'eman. Because maybe he forgot because he's Torud. And even though he tells us that I paid him definitively, we think that he's really not sure. Let's go over that again. That if he has a Migo, but if he has a Migo, then what? Then we'll assume what? You remember? That was exactly our problem. Our problem was, what does the Migo do? No, this was hard. I mean, the words are not hard. Just the idea. Yeah, what do you want
to
say?
It seems to me that he's splitting the claims of Ahabayit into two sections, the part that he's sure and the part that he didn't pay. So about the part that he's claiming that he's sure, that we can have a Migo on, because it's possible that we're suspecting that he really isn't sure, but he's claiming to be sure. And therefore, however, the content of his claim, we're assuming he's in good faith, and therefore the Migo doesn't apply.
Say it again. I'm like, start again.
Okay. So he's splitting his claim into the fact that he's sure about what he's saying and the actual content of what he's saying. So the content of what he's saying, trust him, that he's saying it in good faith.
When you say content, you
mean... Meaning he's saying, I paid you. So we're assuming that part of his statement is in good faith. It's possible that he's part of the fall out and therefore doesn't remember, but at least he thinks that he's saying correctly. So the Migo cannot help us on account.
Cannot help us
because he's not intentionally lying. But okay. Migo can help the claim about the fact that he's sure.
And how does it help?
Because it's possible that although he isn't lying about the content, about the fact that he thinks he paid, he may be presenting his case to be more sure than he actually is. And that may be an intentional lie.
But aren't we still, but what about the fact that maybe he's mistaken even though he thinks he's sure?
So
isn't that the part that we need to deal with?
But then we can take his claim. We can take his claim as a bari still.
What? But what about the fact that he thinks he's sure? He's positive that he's sure, but we think he doesn't really remember correctly. How do we? Am I following how? What?
The Ramban saying they say they're sure even though they're really just a dummy.
Yeah, that's the whole problem. They say. The Baal Bayis says, I'm sure.
So the dummy is a conscious him being not sure.
It's not that he says, you know, I'm really not sure, but I'm going to say I'm sure. He really thinks he paid him. You ever had to think didn't I, you know, you think you have a memory of having done something, and it turns out you never did it, but you have a clear memory of having done something that turned out, I could have sworn I did that, right? See, I'm sure I paid you. You know, it's almost as if I could remember having paid you. You know, have that experience. So he thinks he's really paid him. Like, he can't imagine, you know. So he's not trying to deceive us. Yeah? Sapara.
So the first assumption where it says yes and he goes, that's going to be a case of where there's no aging.
Right.
So basically, in a case of no aging, he's able to say, because he's able to say that I hired you. And maybe the fact that we know, the aware of employer knows for sure that he hires an employee. Like, that there's no question about. So maybe that's what, like, what's saying that he's, like, vadai about. And then,
okay.
So, and then, therefore, if he's sure about that, the whole entire second statement that he would be making, which would be that, well, you know what, I for sure paid you, is only dependent upon the first statement, which he's sure about.
Okay.
So,
where does that leave us, though? But did he pay him or not? But that's the...
But because the thing, maybe then he has, like, some type of, like, cut, like, of being sure, like, bari, kind of. And then, therefore...
But we need to that the bari has to extend to what else?
To the payment.
To the payment. I mean, if you can't, if the migo doesn't do anything about the fact that he says he paid, if it doesn't strengthen that, then we're back where we started. Then what does the migo do? Yes.
I think you're saying that even though the claim is saying that that he still could claim, even though he that thing, since the amigo exists, he could make the claim that I never hired you in the first place. And that still stands.
Okay. Right.
Meaning, so what's he, in this case, sorry, I'm doing that again. Wait, in this case, what's he claiming? He's claiming that...
See, to me, the opening, you're just, the opening words of the answer, I think, are critical. What does that mean?
He's not really Shema.
He doesn't come and say, I don't know. No, that's right. This is the case the guy says, Eini Yodea. He claims to know. He claims to be absolutely sure that he paid. It's just that we are doubting him. Right? We are doubting it because maybe he's not. Our doubt is not that maybe he's a liar, deliberate lie to us to deceive us. We think that he's lying. I use the word lying because he truly believes he paid, but maybe he really didn't. So it's like, you know, it's a like lying bishoge. He doesn't really mean to lie. But he's convinced in his mind that he paid it, but we think that that's not true. We think that's really a lie, that maybe he did not pay him. So, yeah, who wants to say?
Well,
yeah?
I was going to say that they're saying because the amigo exists, therefore we don't consider, he keeps his status of bari.
Well, that's the question now. How do you work here? How do you navigate?
Because maybe you could say that since there's multiple claims that he could have made, the fact that he makes certain claims, we're more likely to believe him because he's choosing to make that claim as opposed to the other thing. So therefore we believe him more, and since we believe him more, we're not going to give him the status of...
And if he has no amigo,
then, you know, there's only one possible claim that he can make, and therefore that's not enough to believe him because he could retard. So that claim, he might be mistaken in that claim. Like when he's choosing a certain claim, he's specifically using that claim, so it has more, like, have more confidence that he really believes that that's right. Whereas if there's only one claim, so there's only one thing he can do, so we have no reason to
And if
it's consciously making that claim.
Okay.
And therefore we apply that he's covered. But we're not going to apply that he's covered in a case where
there's a Migo.
Where there's a Migo.
Say again, why?
Because he's choosing a specific claim, and therefore he wouldn't do that if he was confused. If he was confused, maybe you would expect that he would make the easier claim.
Oh, I thought that was a possible answer that Tosis before rejected. Who knows?
Because maybe he is like a Masakir Benizi, because if he was really unsure, then he could would have just said the easier claim.
He doesn't think he's sure. So
he doesn't think he's doing
the
mistake. Yeah, he thinks he's sure.
He doesn't, no one's disagreeing with the fact that he's had it. Huh? No one thinks that there was never a hiring.
It's just that he could have denied hiring him. He could have, he didn't. Who was this? Yeah?
We were saying before that even though he thinks he's sure that he paid him, he could still say, I never hired you.
But he didn't. I know that he could have said that.
Therefore, we believe him.
Believe in that what?
That he paid.
Okay. Well, we believe him that you believe you paid him, but we still don't believe you that you paid because you're Torahed. That's
no,
the problem.
We're
so the.
We would because.
Yeah.
You mean because it still stands. He could have said, I never hired you in the first place.
Well, I know that, but how does that help? He could have said it.
Since he could have said it, we believe him when he says, I'm sure I paid you.
Oh, I believe you that you paid, or I believe you that you believe you paid?
No, I believe you that you paid.
That's what I don't get, but our whole problem was that we think you're mistaken because you're a busy man and you don't realize how busy you are, that how you could think you did something when maybe you didn't do it.
Yeah, but
so one thing we're saying, that's actually not true. We don't assume that you are mistaken all the time.
Okay, so then you have to explain to me, why is it that we don't assume it when you have a Migo, but we do assume it when you don't have? What does Migo have to do with this? Yes, Sharon?
Migo establishes your honesty, and so if you're really a Yerei Shamayim, then you're going to be more careful about whether you're sure about what you're saying or not. So,
whether or not it's a Migo or not.
Well, without Migo, we haven't necessarily established that this person's intentions are. Migo establishes that for us, and then it can cause us more to trust that we're being careful about what we're saying.
But why is that true? Why is it that that a person who doesn't intentionally want to lie is also therefore more sure about what he said?
Because
he's
more
a
inclined
nice, confused person.
But he's more inclined to
then you'll
really think
sure.
Sure.
Yeah. I think we have to lay down a certain premise that yes.
I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we're trying to explain Tosfos' answer, right? But just through the basic words of the answer, I feel like the answer itself is very backwards. Not only for the reason that we've been discussing, but also because Tosfos' original question is, doesn't Migo only apply to a Meshachar Benizi, and it doesn't apply to this case? And his answer ends up being not whether Migo applies to certain cases, but we use Migo to determine what case we're talking about. Okay.
I think first is saying the answer.
Okay, like, before we were saying, does Migo apply to, like, Tosfos saying Migo applies to a Meshachar Benizi case, and it doesn't apply to, let's say, our case of the Sefer and the Baal.
That's Tosfos' kasha.
That's
right.
Tosfos' kasha. The answer at the end isn't saying whether Migo applies to the Baal Abayit. It's saying it determines the scenario of the Baal Abayit. So isn't that weird? Like, isn't that weird?
And what is the scenario that it determines?
Whether he's tired of falling off or not tired of falling off.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
So how could, so what is that?
It could be that Migo is the cause of determining the case instead of an effect of what the case is.
Right.
That answers the question.
But that would,
it doesn't apply to the question.
I think it does.
Why?
In other words, the following. I mean, this is something, the Bala Bias comes in and he says, I am sure that I paid him. Now, let's say we're the Dayanim having to judge the case. Now, we sit back and say, look, tell me, I mean, is it that every single time when there's a dispute between a Bala Bias and a worker, the worker says, you didn't pay me, the Bala Bias says, I paid you, is it always true that a Bala Bias, because he's Torud, he's going to think he paid when he really didn't pay? I mean, it can never be true that even if he's busy, he's still a very organized person, and he has a very good memory, and he remembers what he does and what he doesn't do, even though he's a very busy man. What, it's impossible to find such people? I'm sure there are such people, right?
Even if he doesn't remember, he has a certain capacity.
I understand that, but I'm saying, is it possible, is it the Chazal are saying that no Babas in the world who claims to know whether he paid his work or not really knows what he's talking about? So I think when you have to lay down the premises, of course we realize that there are people, that there are batim, there are employers who know exactly, that when they make a claim, we can be certain that they know what they're talking about. Whether they're telling the truth or lying, that we don't know. But that they know what they're talking about, and that it's not that we suspect that he thinks one way, but he's really just totally mistaken. So when a person comes in, when a Bala Bias comes and says, I am sure that I paid him, right away, we have to consider the fact that maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. And that, then the question only is, somebody's lying. So the Bala Bias is saying, I paid him. And we can assume that a Bala Bias will remember who he paid and who he didn't pay. Now the Bala Bias is saying, I paid it. Worker says, no, I didn't. So what would be then the suffix in our minds? Somebody is deliberately lying, right? Now, that is one scenario as to how to look at the case. The other scenario is to say what? That there's another possibility here that the Bala Bias really doesn't know whether he paid or not. Isn't that true? He says he knows, but because he's so busy and that, he could be mistaken. Even though he's convinced in his mind, at least right now he's convinced, that he paid it. Now, if we introduce, now, the introducing that factor is just one of the possibilities as to what is the truth and what is the truth about the case. Because remember, the guy didn't come in and say, I don't know. If he came and says, I don't know, then it's pashut. If he says, I don't know, I don't know. He came in and says, I know. Now, we, Dayanim, know that there are people out there that they could be so busy, but they remember everything down to the last dotted I and crossed T. They remember everything. But they don't forget things, right? Then there are people who, because they're so busy, can't think one way, but really have forgotten. So what should we assume about this particular Bala Bias? Now, what Tosfos is suggesting was that if there is a Migo, we have to understand it, though, if there is a Migo, then we are going to assume that what Bala Bias, what kind of a Bala Bias is he? Is he a Bala Bias who can't remember things because he's too busy, even though he thinks he remembers? Or we are going to assume that he's a Bala Bias who does remember. And if he says something, it's not just that he believes it, but maybe he's mistaken. I mean, if he says it, then according to his position, he really paid. Of course, the Socher says he didn't, so we don't know who's telling the truth. So what should we do? So Tosfos says, you know what? Becky, that's really your point. We're going to assume what about the Bala Bias? If there is a Migo, we're going to assume, what kind of a Bala Bias is he? He's a Bala Bias who's very meticulous, who remember. If there is no Migo, then we'll assume he's a different kind of a Baal HaBayis who, because he's Torud, may be forgotten. So now the question then is, why should Migo determine that? You see, I think until now we were coming in and saying, a Baal HaBayis, basically, you can't assume he remembers. Because he's Torud. As though this is the way it is for everybody. But now we're saying it's not because that's Tosis's opening words. Kevan de ein toin shema elabari. He's claiming bari. That's what he's claiming. That's what he says. So to think it through, think what's happening here. He claimed a bari. He also happens to have a migo where he could have said, I've hired you. And if he would have claimed I never hired you, he would win without question. And winning means what? Would there be any shvuah? Even according to the Ramban, there'd be nothing. He would simply win. So look at what's happening here. On one hand, the Baal HaBayis has a migo, and he stands to win it all. So what should we do? So where he's in a position to win it all, should we still be saying about this man that his whole position is weak? Because maybe he's one of those balabatim who what? Think he knows but really forgets? In order to do that, what you're taking away from him is a totally winning hand. So how far do we have to go on this? Because we recognize that it's not a given that every single Baal HaBayis in the world is Torah B'Polov to the point that he can't remember anything. We know that that there are people like this and people like that. But I guess there are enough people who do forget but think, right? And therefore, we're going to say he really is a Shema. So maybe go over the words, those are his words. Maybe what Tosfos is saying is to tell Baal HaBayis who has a winning hand, where he would simply win. When I say win, it means we believe you. We don't believe that the worker is a liar. We actually believe you, and that the worker is lying. So you're going to take all that away from a Baal HaBayis and turn him into a what? Into a Shema, so that now the Sochir will be a Nishba Venoto? That's going too far. If there is no Migo, so then what? Then there is no winning hand. When I say there's no winning hand is, we still don't know who's telling the truth. We don't know what's the truth, because it's his word against his word. So then we can introduce what? The fact that there are Baal HaBayis who think they remember, but they really forgot, and turn it into a Shema. But to take a winning hand, namely if you have a migo, and to ignore all that, and to say not only do you not win, and it's not that it's a stalemate, but in fact you lose, because we're going to give the socher a chance to be a nishba v'noto, maybe the halacha didn't feel it can go that far, in assuming that this man is a shema, because in fact maybe he's not a shema. That's the best I can do. I don't know what else to say. Yes?
Doesn't Tova say on that previous page that we really think that all...
I know. But what do you do now? That's exactly the point now. We have to modify our thinking. We can't, because the Gemara is telling us that where there's a Migo, the Baal HaBayis wins. This was Tosis's Kasha. So I think you have to... It's more sophisticated than simply saying, oh, Baal HaBayis are these, absent-minded professors who don't know what they're doing. So we can't assume that. Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying, but the fact is you're taking this whole concept of like the fact that the Baal HaBayis could have had like a winning hand, and because of that now we're taking that away from him, and the reason he can't be turned into a Shema is because he's at the expense of not only could he loses his winning hand, but rather he also could end up paying in the end. But you're also, by doing that, you're saying just because somebody decided to be honest and say, like, I
and to be like and not to lie, but you're connecting that with one's ability to remember, which is you're saying that he is able. The fact that he is able to, you're giving him credit for remembering whether or not he paid the worker based on the fact that he has this option of amnesia.
Because the reason why we're doing that is because we know that there are people who do remember. You see, if we didn't think that there are people who do remember, we think everybody is, you know, has this weakness, you know, that they think they remember, but they don't.
No, very much so, but just because he has the option of losing, and is that really, does that really make a difference if he's wrong? Like, the fact that you're basically telling the worker the Balabite is never going to become a Shema because he was honest enough to say that, I did hire you.
Yeah, because he could have simply said, I never hired you.
No, anything he has the option of saying that, but that doesn't...
I like the kasha better. Like I say, I don't... But if you read Tosis's words, that's like, look what he says. Even ain't tongue shan elabari, va'omer vadei shelo shochach, ein lanu lahachziko kemeshaker. What does that mean? We can't say he's lying. When I say lying, he means lying, not like a... Yeah. We can't say that what he says is not true.
Wait, really, we're saying Meshacher equals Shema?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, not that he's a... when you think of the word liar, you think of a crook. He's lying because what he says is maybe not true. Make an untrue statement, so you call that a lie. I mean, don't think of a liar, you know, that he's a corrupt gangster, right? Yes.
But this looks to me as though we're applying it as amigo here. And
well, not there is amigo here. The only question is, there is amigo.
Yeah,
Well, there is amigo. The question is, should the amigo help him? There is amigo. He could have said, I never hired you. That is true.
But not all amigos, work. Tosis brings an example of an amigo that's not really amigo.
Which, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the Yavamos. Tosis says, V'hochi muchach bereish ha'isha shaholcha v'lo mehemna lomar meis b'milchama b'migo di boy amra meis amitaso mishum da amra b'didami usvura lomar ms. What's going on? You have to look up this Gemara in Yavamos to understand what's going on. This is a case where a husband has disappeared. Now, if a woman comes into town, we don't know anything. She comes in and says, you know, I was married, but my husband died, you know, so I'm a widow. Now, where's the husband? Well, she says he died. We don't know anything. So, do we believe her?
Yeah.
Believer means to say, is she a single woman now? Are we going to say she's free to remarry? Or on the other hand, well, you know, now we know, let's say she was married when she left town. They went abroad. Oh, I didn't say the case.
She said she's married.
Let's say, I think even if we know she was married, let's say they were married. We're not there yet. So she goes, she comes back and she says, yeah, my husband died. He died. That's all. So we believe her. She can claim Mace Bali that my husband died. Now, what would be if she comes back and she says what? He died at war. So then already we don't believe. Why? What do you mean she's lying? Maybe she's assuming he died at war. Because people die at war, but maybe he really didn't die, but she thinks he did. Well, he was to her, apparently. He didn't come back, so she doesn't really know that he died. It's not that she says he died on his deathbed. She's saying he died in war. How does she know it? Well, maybe she's just assuming it. How does she know? So when he says he died in war, we don't believe it. Okay? So what does that show? Now, there's no Miga yet. So all what we see so far is that in a case like this, where a woman says he died, we just can't be certain that she knows that, because she claims he died in war, and she doesn't have the body. So maybe she just thinks he died, but maybe he didn't die. As if she claims, Mesamitaso, he died in bed, you know, that's one thing. So then she claims she knows he died, so we're not going to doubt her. When she says he died at war, she thinks he died, but she really doesn't know. At least that's what we're afraid. Fine. So where does Migo come in? Do you understand how the Migo, you have to do, what I just told you in the Mishnah, then the Gemara raised a question of, who can tell me the question? Yes?
Shouldn't it be Migo when she said he died at war, because she could have just said he died in his bed?
So you're right, but you just didn't tell me one little thing that you need to say what you're saying. You have to lay down a certain premise. What's the premise, yes?
That the Beitin didn't know that there was a war going on?
That's right. She comes into town and she says, you know, there was a war. Nobody knew that there was a war going on. She comes in and she says, you know, there was a war, and my husband died at war. Now, the townspeople had no idea that there was a war at all. So the Gemara raises the question of what? That's what it means, hechazika b'milchama. What does hechazika mean? She is the one that's establishing the chazaka of the war. What do you mean she's the one? Because nobody else knows there was a war. Then what? Now say. So the Gemara there asked, in a case like that, maybe we should believe her. Believe her that what? That he died at war. Why? Because she has a migo that she could have simply have said he died in his bed. Right? If she would have come in and said he died in his bed, we wouldn't have thought twice about it, because we don't know that there was a war. So what did the Gemara do there? The Gemara there raised it as a question. They didn't know what the answer. What were the two sides to the question? On the one hand, she has a migo, but on the other hand, what? She doesn't really know that he died at war. Maybe it's the dummy. She just assumes it. So what is Tosfos see from that Gemara?
Do we
answer it? Does the Gemara answer it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it did. I don't know if the Gemara came to a definitive answer.
I thought she was trying to say that it proves that we didn't believe.
Well, at least it was the question was raised. Maybe we shouldn't be able to believe her that what? Maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't, right? What we think maybe we should believe her because of Migo, right? But in the case of the dummy, right? But maybe we don't believe her because maybe she's just assuming it. Okay? So what do you see from there? That if we think that a person assuming something, at least we determine that we think the person is making an assumption, then what? Because he's making an assumption, but not necessarily the fact, then what? We don't what? Then Migo doesn't help. The Gemara there said that maybe what she's saying is the dummy. And if it is the dummy, then what? Then the Migo doesn't help her. Why doesn't the Migo help? For all the reason that we've been saying, which is what?
Only
Migo can you know, determine whether you're deliberately lying or not. But it can't help us what? To know whether, you know it for a fact or you believe it, but maybe you're just mistaken. You just think he died, and that's why you're saying it, but maybe you really don't know. So, now there's a problem here. I don't know if you realize. So what is, so their Tosfos is saying what, therefore? So you see from that Gemara that in case of Bididani, what?
Migo
doesn't work. Okay, one second. So let's go through the Tosfos. So Malka, how about reading from, so it says, Di boy amra meis al mitaso. So it says, Delo mehemna lomar meis b'muchama b'migo di boy amra meis al mitaso. Right, that she's not believed to say he died in battle with amigo, that she could have said he died on his bed. Mishum da amra b'didami. Right? What does that mean? What's mishum da amra b'didami? Because maybe she said it, what's bididami? What it seems to her, right? Usvura lomar ames. And she thinks she's telling the truth. Keep reading. Ve'en lanu. What does that mean? Are there so let's go back a second. What did Tosfos mean before when he said the lo mehemna lomar meis b'mulchama b'migo di boy amra meis amitaso mishum da amra b'didami usvur lomar ames ve'en lana wahamin b'mashehi shema toa. Let's say something else. So there is a migo. What's Tosfos saying? What was the first case where Tosfos says we don't believe her? See what's happening? There's a case where we don't believe her. And then Tosfos introduces a case where the Gemara is not sure as to whether we should believe her or not. What are the two cases?
We may know there's a war going on, we don't know there's a war going on.
That's right. So in the first case, if we know there's a war going on, and she comes into town and she says what? My husband died at war. Now, do we know whether he was a soldier in the war? No. So the question is, do we believe her when she says he died at war? In a case where we know there was a war. She comes in, she says he was in the army and he died. Do we believe her? No. Does she have amigo? What's amigo? She could have said he never was in war, he died in bed. So apparently we don't, that Migo is worthless. Why is the Migo worthless? Because, yeah, we believe her when she says he died at war, we believe her that she believes he died at war, but maybe he didn't die. She thinks she's telling the truth, but maybe she's mistaken. So the fact that she could have said that he died in bed, so what? So that's the case where the Migo works, does not work, or we're not sure if it works or not. Doesn't work. And then Tosfos says, Afagav debahi shmato gufa mi boilin. What does this mean? Afagav debahi shmato gufa. What does that mean? What do those words mean? What's debahi shmato? What? Yeah, in that, shmato means a section of learning, like a sugya. Dibahi shmata, that in that sugya, that section, gufa itself, miboilon, says even though that in that section itself, what's miboilon? What? No. Yeah, ask. Even though in that gemara, in that sugya itself, we ask. Who's we? The gemara. Behechaziko him ulchama ba'olam. Niyam minan malo l'shake. Migo di boy omer shalom ba'olam. What's going on here? So what's Tussing Va'afagav, even though, what's the even though? Even though in that very Gemara, the Gemara itself, what? Asks the question that in a case where Hechazika he, what's Hechazika b'mochama? A case where she is the one who tells us that he died in a battle that we didn't even know existed. How do we know that there was a Muhammad? Because she tells us so. So the Gemara there said in a case where she herself is the one that's telling us that he died in a battle, the Gemara there asked what? Maybe, should we believe her or not? Maybe yes, maybe no. Why? She has a Migo. The Migo is she could have said he died in bed, right? Yeah, she could have said there was no war and he died in bed. So she didn't have to tell us any of this. So the fact that she told us that there was a war and that he died, maybe we should believe her. On the other hand, maybe we should not believe her. Why? Because since it's a time of war, she thinks he died at war, but maybe he didn't. Now, so what about that? So what's Tos saying, Va'afal Gav? Go back to the beginning of the sentence. Even though, what do you mean even though? Or that, not that it, that it definitely does, but it, you're just going a little too far. What is that? That it's a question, meaning the Gemara has not what? Ruled it out completely, or definitively. Something's bothering Tosfos. In the beginning, where we know there was a war, and she comes in and she says he died at war, we don't believe her, even though she has a Migo that could have said what? He died in bed. Now, I don't believe. Now, is that a suffix? We're not sure whether to believe her, or we definitely believe her. Definitely. And why don't we believe her? She has a Migo? Because maybe it's Bididami. So then the problem is, even though, but the Gemara a little bit, but the Gemara itself, in that very same Sugya, Tosfos points out, raised a question where it seems that the Gemara is not ruling out definitively the koa of the Migo. Well, maybe the Migo would work. So this bothers Tosfos. We'll make up, because the beginning of the Gemara suggests that the Migo definitely does not work. Because we're assuming maybe she just thinks he died at war, but maybe he didn't die at war. And then the Gemara then raises the following question. In the case where she establishes to us that there was war, without her we wouldn't even know that, and she says he died at war, the Gemara there says, well, maybe there she should be believed. So the question is, why is the Gemara willing to consider that there maybe she should be believed, while in a case of what? Where we know there was a war, and she comes in and she says he died at war, there we definitely don't believe her, because of the Migo, she could have said he died in bed, because she's only saying it bididami. So why there, we don't think that maybe it's not, maybe she's saying, you know, maybe we should accept what she's saying. We definitely don't. But in a case where it's hechazika b'muhammah, what does hechazika mean? She just is the one who, she's the one who's telling us there was a war, then the Gemara is not sure, maybe we should believe her. How come in one case they're not sure, in the other case they are? Does Tosfos answer this? Yes or no? He does answer. Well, what is the answer? What does? Read me the answer. What words are the answer?
Isn't his whole conclusion the answer? The fact that he's learned in his conclusion, where when he says the whole fact that we, that the case with the battle, that the fact that you can, in the case where there's, in the case where there are, where we don't have Ada, and the fact that the Baal, that we do believe him.
We're getting back to the Muhammad case. Mm-hmm. What is Tosfos? You see what's happening? I don't know. Who knows what's going on here? Does Tosfos answer this problem? Hear the problem? Is this problem? All right. How does Tosfos answer the problem? You understand what the problem is? The problem is what? Mm-hmm. Tosfos starts off believing that if we assume the person is speaking bididami, then what? He has a Migo. Migo helps or does not help? Does not. Is that a suffix or that's a vadai? Vadai. He quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, at least initially, where that to confirm that. Because what does the Gemara there say? in a case where we know there was a war and she comes in and she says he died in battle, we don't believe her. She has amigo, she could have said he died in bed. So what? Her idea, her contention that he died at war could be just an assumption she's making. She thinks it, but maybe it's not true. So the amigo, despite the amigo doesn't help her. Then all of a sudden, you start reading the Gemara there, all of a sudden the Gemara brings up a case where it seems to be a very almost the same case, where the Gemara is saying maybe the amigo should work. What case is that? A case where it's Hechazika b'mochama, where we don't know there was a war. She tells us there was a war, but she tells us he died at war. And the Gemara there says, well, maybe she would be believed in that case because of the amigo. So what is it? I thought that in the case of the Didami, we throw out the amigo. And here we have a case of Hechazika b'mochama that the Gemara is not sure whether we should or should not throw out the amigo. Maybe the amigo is still good. So what Tosis is going to do is going to answer that case is different, and we'll see why it's different. And if it is different, then where does that leave us? That the opening premise of Tosis is accurate, namely what? That in a case like where it's been the dummy, amigo is ineffective. Isn't that right? Therefore, that's why we have a problem now in Agama here in Shavuos, that what? With the Baal HaBayis and the Sukkah, since we're assuming that the Baal HaBayis is also Bididami because of the Baal HaLov, what good is the Migo? So the way what's happening is there was a case in Yavamis, which case had a Zika B'mochama that doesn't fit in to Tosfos' assumption. And what Tosfos is, that case is different for the following reason, which we haven't said yet. You won't see just outline of what Tosfos is doing. So therefore, at the end of the day, before you get to the last two lines of Tosfos, we are still, Tos is still very much bothered by the fact, how does the Migo help a Baal HaBayis if we think that Baal HaBayis is speaking the Dami? Is that right? Now, what words of Tosfos, so like there's now a side problem that we have to solve this case of Hechazir ben Muhammad to explain why that case is different. So Tosfos is still convinced of his opening premise is correct, namely what? That the case of the Dami is Migo. When I say no Migo, the Migo doesn't help. You understand? That's his premise, and that doesn't deviate from that. Either case Hechazik b'Muhammad, that's different, which we'll see why. And that also then has to explain, so why is our case different? So basically what we answered was, not always do we assume that a Baal HaBayis is being bidami. Because after all, he says he's sure. And a Baal HaBayis should be sure about these things. This is like a Chara, where she wasn't there on the battlefield to know whether he died or not. She didn't see him die on the battlefield. He might have gone off to war, maybe there was a heavy casualty, never came back, so she just assumed he died. She doesn't know. Now, in the case with the Baal HaBayis is really not like that case. It's not what Tosfos and we try to explain that for. The only thing left is, so what? Why is Hechazika ben Muhammad different? What words if Tosfos the answer to that? Just tell, read the words. I can't hear you. What? Yeah. Hasam dafka mi boilon. What does that mean? Hustle. You see where I am? The last two lines before the lines get wider, the last two narrow lines at the end of the line. Hassam, what's Hassam? Where's there? They're referring to what? The case of Hechazika ben Muhammad. Hassam dafka. There, it's only in that case there that Miboylan. What's Miboylan? We are asking. Asking what? Maybe the Migo should work. Why? Kaven de daika kule hai shemach zekes milchama. It's in the words. That since she's very meticulous, she's very medayek, right? To be medayek, very particular, she's very, very careful. Shemach zekes milchama. That she what? What is shemach zekes milchama? That she's letting us know that there was a war. But in other words, that maybe, see, with Tosfos, now, of course, you can like or not like this answer. In a case where we know there was a war, so when she comes in, we know there's a war, we know everything. So all she's saying, well, he died at war. So we say, well, how does she really, she maybe thinks he died, but maybe she really doesn't know. But if we know nothing about even a war. And she comes in and she very, you know, meticulously tells us, you know, there was a war which we know nothing about. My husband was in the war and he died in battle. So in a case like this where she is telling us details, I guess, that we didn't even know about, so maybe this woman is not just talking, you know, off the top of her head, just assuming things. If this woman is telling us about a war, that there was a battle, which no one ever heard of, and she knows the facts, well, maybe when she says her husband died, she really knows that too.
Why did
you pretend that they were? Well, why did she lie? I mean, she's telling us. Well, we have no, I mean, that on the contrary, should have said he died dead, I mean. Which would have been much easier. So if she says he died at war, then we have no reason to doubt that. I mean, if she's a liar, well, then just say he died in bed.
I think that's the answer. I think what you're saying.
What?
And she didn't tell us the war at all. She walked in and said he died in bed.
Right. Well, that's amigo. The problem is, but she says he died at war. Maybe she just thinks he died at war. It would be the dummy. How do you get around the dummy? So,
right, so I think it's a strong amigo.
Well, it's strong only because of the amigo. The amigo is the same amigo. Why it's more effective is because we think less of the possibility of the dummy, because she seems to be very meticulous about the fact. Because she even knew that there were battles, she knew her husband was stuck in the battle, and so on. Those are his words. She's medayik lehi, what's lehi? So much, she's medayik a lot, because of the fact that she's letting us know there was mohammed. Okay, I could dislike the answer. But you understand the flow of ptosis. There was one line that we still didn't go over, And I went on, we'll take this up tomorrow. Sorry, we spent some time. What does it mean? Earlier when Tosa said, V'ein lanu la'amina b'ma shehi shema tola mitosha hoysa yechola l'shaya. What does that sentence mean? We can't believe her. Can't believe her that what? We can't believe her in what maybe she made a mistake. Because she could have lied. Lied and said what? He died in bed. What is he still talking about?
You could have lied.
Right.
But she chose what she said.
Right.
But in this case, we don't use that because we think that she's a vicious dummy, meaning she could make a mistake.
In a case, he's just repeating the same point again.
Yeah.
And there's nothing new there. He's just repeating the same point that we can't believe in something where maybe she's mistaken because she could have lied, because she could have said a bigger lie. And he's just basically then repeating the same point that you can't, amigo, that she could have lied, doesn't help you in a situation where we're thinking that maybe she's what? Where she's saying something that maybe she's mistaken. Okay. Because the truth is there was something. All right, so for what I want to go over this Tosfos, you have to be able to read it. Okay, you got to be able to read it. I mean, in the future, I mean, I'd go over everything with you inside if you feel we need to, but you have to let me know, you know. If you don't tell me, then I'm assuming you could read it. And if you can't, then it's more important to know how to read something than to discuss something that you can't read is ludicrous. Okay? All right, so for tomorrow, we still have to... you want to just start right away and finish this part of the sugya, or... I'm afraid to do that. We'll end up having a 3-hour shiur. what do you want to do? Well, I'd want to really just finish the next gemara, because to work on the Bala Bayis with just to get through this, and then I could then, yeah, I'd rather do it that way. So therefore, what should we do?
Everyone can know that we'll get that time tomorrow.
Okay, how about let's say from 9:45 to 10:00.
It's short, so
to 10:30, we'll have a shiur on this. Is that something that, is that what you mean, to do something like that? No? Tell you what, why don't you, I'm afraid it's just not a work. So we'll have shiur tomorrow from 11, 12. And you'll just have chavru. Because once you go over this, and okay. Thank him so much.
Yeah, it was cool for me because I
was have, does he have
old happens, so trying to understand.
Well, at least he didn't have on our.
It hasn't stopped.
I'm going to look through it and see if, like, he talks a lot of other, side issues that, you know, that he brings in, that come up in the Gemara, that come up in the, you know, in the discussion among the stones. So thank you. I'm going to look through it. Yeah, no, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, that's the